If you misdoubt me that I am not she, I know not how I shall assure you further, but I shall lose the grounds I work upon.
Oh, my estate before, and I was well born. Nothing acquainted with these businesses. Could not put my reputation now in any staining act.
Nor would I wish you. First, give me trust the county is my husband, and what to your sworn counsel I have spoken is so from word to word. Then you cannot, by the good aid that I of you shall borrow, err in bestowing it.
I should believe you. You have showed me that which well approves your increasing fortune.
Take this purse of gold, and let me buy your friendly help thus far, which I will overpay and pay again when I have found it. The Count, he woos your daughter, lays down his wanton siege before her beauty, resolved to carry her. Let her in fine consent, as will direct her how 'tis best to bear it. Now, his important blood will not deny that she will demand. A ring the Count he wears, which downward hath succeeded in his house from son to son some 4 or 5 descents since the first father wore it. This ring he holds in most rich choice. Yet in his idle fire to buy his will, it would not seem too dear, how I repented after.
Now I see the bottom of your purpose.
You see it lawful, then. It is no more but that your daughter, as she seems as one, desires this ring, appoints him an encounter, in fine, delivers me to fill the time, herself most chastely absent. After this, to marry her, I'll add 3,000 crowns to what is past already.
I have yielded. Instruct my daughter how she shall persever, that time and place with this deceit so lawful may prove coherent. Every night he comes with musics of all sorts and songs composed to her unworthiness. Nothing steads us to chide him from our ears, for he persists as if his life lay on.
Why then, tonight, let us essay our plot, which, if it speed, is wicked meaning in a lawful deed, and lawful meaning in a lawful act, where both not sin, and yet a sinful fact. But let's about it.